Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on, online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, Nani. Thanks for joining us. Today, we're looking at plastics manufacturer SKP Resources Berhad. Now, its net profit is on a rising trend. It has increased 94% year-on-year in financial year 2016. Can SKP sustain its earnings momentum?
FY16 earnings were within our expectations. But moving forward, we expect FY17's earnings to continue its strong pace at 57% year-on-year growth due to the sizable contracts from its main client, Dyson. SKP has been progressively growing at a three-year FY14 to FY17 CAGR of 64%.
Another key risk I noticed in Ani is that 55% of its revenue this year was derived from its main customer, Dyson. What steps has management undertaken to diversify its client base?
Well, SKP is consistently looking to expand its clientele base, and management has targeted a 8% annual growth for nine Dyson contracts. Among these areas, management is looking into plastic molding and FMB packaging segment, with plans to increase supply to existing customers such as Sony and Panasonic for the plastic molding side, Unilever, Nestle, Suntory, Shell for the packaging side. However, having said that, Dyson is growing at a faster rate and thus will continue to be the group's main client.
Will margins come down as a result of this shift in customer mix?
We expect net margins to remain at about 7.5 to 8% in moving forward in this three-year horizon, mainly due to its high concentration of one key customer. Moving forward, margin expansion will come with economies of scale, with increase of volume from the increase in utilization of the plant.
And what latest updates has management provided about its latest order book size and job replenishments?
Well, we forecast its top line to be at 1.7 billion ringgit in FY17. This is inclusive of its main customers' two significant contracts, which is the vacuum cleaner and also hair dryer contract, which is worth total about 1.1 billion ringgit per annum. These contracts are on a five-year basis, and we are also positive that SKP is able to expand its order books due to its manufacturing capabilities and also its close relationship with its customers.
SKP Resources Berhad has also completed an extension of its new plant in Senai, Johor, and understand only 25% of the new space is currently being utilised. How much are you expecting this to contribute to the company's growth once the plant is fully operational?
Well, taking into account the projects at hand, only 25% of the floor capacity of the new plant has been utilised. So the new plant has a potential capacity of about 20 assembly lines, and we forecast the utilisation rate to increase steadily with additions of two assembly lines per annum to cater for the expected increase in order volumes.
You currently have a buy call on the stock and it's currently trading at the 120 level. Do you think there's more room for a share price rally?
Well, SKP's price movement is highly sensitive to new contract announcement, as we have seen in 2015, and also its quarterly financial results. Any improvement in margins and above consensus increase in earnings will re-rate the stock significantly.
Thank you. That was Inani Rosidin, analyst with Alliance DBS Research. And now Ibrahim Sani is standing by to speak to Joe Quinlan, Chief Market Strategist at U.S. Trust Bank of America Private Wealth Management in New York.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 650-389-1111. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.